Economist Ray Perryman says the preliminary deal is limited and only affects the nation's automobile industry. He says the deal may eventually drive up car prices.
Because we would have to buy more expensive parts to go into the automobiles, and as a result of that, the cost is going to go up.
The deal at this point does not include Canada, and Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, says any formal agreement with the U.S. must include that third partner. It's a point that Senator John Cornyn of Texas stressed as a must-have in his statement on the deal's announcement. But there's another challenge that highlights the deal's triple-sided political complexity. Mark Jones, political science professor at Rice University, says the U.S. Congress will have to work quickly to make the deal official before Peña Nieto's successor takes office in December.
One difficulty the negotiators face is that the next Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, takes office on December 1st, and they want to try to get this all signed and put away because once he takes office, he's probably going to want to revise some of it.
The U.S. Congress has to ratify any agreement, but their term ends in 90 days. In Mexico City, 4 days later, López Obrador assumes office. So, Jones says, the Trump administration only has a few days to convince Canada to agree to the deal and begin the ratification process before Mexico's political climate changes. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.